Hello.
Hello, I'm Michael of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Thank you. And I'm speaking with Florence Riley.
You are.
My name is Michael. But are you
okay.
Florence Riley?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And before, well, I already asked this, in which state do you currently live?
Texas.
And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron.
And of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone, and some on a regular home phone? Almost all calls on a regular home phone?
On a cell phone.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
Thank you. And just to ensure, we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
1945.
Thank you. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
Irish, English.
Thank you. Just a moment. And what is the last grade that you have completed in school?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Just a moment. And thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate for this district?
The Republican candidate.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Or mean? Okay, definitely Republican. And now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me if whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next one. So the first one is Vicente González. Do you know him?
Yes. Well, I'm aware of him, yes.
Okay. And your opinion is favorable or unfavorable?
In between. Neutral.
Okay. Just a moment. And next person is Joe Biden.
I'm aware of him, yes.
And you have
unfavorable? Unfavorable.
Or very?
Very.
Next is Kamala Harris.
Aware.
And
very
favorable
unfavorable.
Or very unfavorable. Next is Myra Flores.
Aware.
And opinion?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And Donald Trump.
Aware.
And opinion?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump Republican or Kamala Harris Democrat?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote, Ted Cruz Republican or Colin Albright Democrat?
Cruz.
And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote, Myra Flores Republican or Vicente González Democrat?
Myra Flores.
Thank you. And will that be definitely, probably, or lean to her?
Probably.
Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, just a moment here. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Moderate.
And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class.
I'm sorry, say that again. Would you repeat that, please?
Oh, yes. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class,
retired.
Or well-to-do?
Retired.
From the options that I mentioned, would you say
middle.
Well-to-do? Middle class, okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Trump.
Okay, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.